In entertainment news, Carla is here with today's music news. What's going on, Carla? What's happening?
Well, first of all, the BET Hip Hop Awards are tonight, hosted by, we got to give a shout out to the crew, 85 South.
Oh, 85 South.
DC Young Fly.
Yo. Yes, sir.
Yes. Carlos
Chico. Carlos and Chico Bean, yes.
Yes, yes. So they are hosting, so we'll check it out tonight. Also, the American Music Awards, yes. Okay. They are, the nominations were released yesterday. They were announced. Megan Thee Stallion, The Weeknd, Roddy Ricch. I like his music. Mm-hmm. They all led the nominations. They got about 8 nominees apiece. So the American Music Awards will air on ABC on November 22nd. And then finally, in music news, the Versus battle is set. The next battle is set for November 19th. Atlanta rappers Young Jeezy versus T.I. And Young Jeezy will be our guest tomorrow on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. So hopefully he'll tell us about it, give a little sneak peek as to what's going to go down during the battle on November 19th.
I heard it was supposed to be Busta Rhymes and T.I., but somehow.
Oh, really? Uncle Bus? Yeah. I don't know what happened with that.
Your Busta say ain't nobody want none of him.
T.I. said you was in Leaders of the New School, like the generational gap is too far.
Oh, between Busta and T.I. Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, so what difference
But you're contributing. You're contributing.
No, you did. You was right.
I'll put Earth, Wind, and Fire against up any damn
Oh, every battle. Every battle. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
On life. Oh, you play your hit, I got her win.
R&B.
You play one help.
Right.
I'm built in now, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, so I put her winning fire up against Elvis. You know white folk love Elvis.
Yeah.
I put him down.
Okay.
Dog will shut his whole catalog down. One for the month, two for the show. What?
Yeah.
You threw? Do you remember? In my blue suede shoes. Blue suede shoes. Would you mind if I touch, if I kiss, if
this
I
is crazy.
Out you?
I know he is.
Don't matter who he
you need to be on
you
battle.
You done but a hound dog.
What? You need to be on Versus Battle, battling yourself.
Yeah. No.
With Earth, Wind, and Fire versus Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No, I battle anybody. Anybody. Except Frank Ski.
Okay.
Okay.
Because he know too much about, you know, two turntables, all that.
All the ones and twos. Yeah.
Yeah, ain't no ones and twos, just ones.
That's all
you
doing
play yours, I play mine.
All right, Carl.
Well, that's music news, Shirley. There
I can't
go.
Mess with him, and I can't mess with that boy D Nice.
Oh yeah,
that boy bad.
And Kid Capri, and
your list is growing. It's growing.
So just say you're not gonna do it now. Just forget it.
Yeah, well, I have to stay in my age group. I challenge any 60-year-old.
You and Jay. It'll be you and Jay Anthony Brown.
Dog, I crushed Jay. I crushed Jay like a grape. Like he stole something.
Well, you all could do the music and sing, because both of you all can sing.
He gonna lose that too.
All right, listen. Come on, Steve. Time for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, Ann. This is Ann Tripp with the news, everybody. Good morning. Well, as expected, the Republican-dominated U.S. Senate did vote last night, 52-48, to confirm right-wing Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. And with her confirmation coming only 8 days before Election Day and only 30 days after she was nominated, that makes her confirmation process one of the fastest in U.S. history. Judge Barrett fills the seat left, of course, vacant by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And Justice Clarence Thomas delivered the preliminary swearing into office last night. She'll be sworn into office this morning officially as well. Barrett's lifetime appointment gives conservatives a 6-3 majority on the high court. And the right-wing court will now have the opportunity to make a number of decisions on some controversial issues, including reproductive rights. Second Amendment rights, that would be guns, and the Affordable Health Care Act. Reacting to it, though, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell seems somewhat resigned to receiving bad news on Election Day, but with some sort of legacy.
A lot of what we've done over the last 4 years will be undone sooner or later by the next election. They won't be able to do much about this for a long time to come.
In fact, Donald Trump has now put 3 people on the Supreme Court and filled over 100 federal judgeships with conservatives. Cops in Boston say they've arrested a 39-year-old man for setting a ballot drop box on fire outside a Boston public library Sunday morning. Authorities say the act appeared deliberate and that a court already had an active warrant out against the suspect. His name is Worldy Armod. As for the ballots, they say that out of the 122 that were inside that box, 87 are legible and are able to be processed. Most of the remaining 35 could probably be read, but as many as 10, maybe 5 to 10, were, quote, badly damaged. One of the 3 white Louisville, Kentucky cops involved in the killing of black female emergency medical technician Breonna Taylor admitting that the young woman, quote, didn't do anything to deserve a death sentence. Sergeant John Mattingly and 2 others rammed their way into Ms. Taylor's apartment around 1 o'clock in the morning as part of a no-knock warrant looking for a drug suspect who'd been arrested at another location hours early. A grand jury refused to indict any of the cops involved in shooting her to death. Warner Brothers has signed one of the founders of the Black Lives Matter movement to an overall media deal. Patrice Cullors will reportedly develop and produce original programming for all platforms, streaming services, cable, and the 5 broadcast networks. She's also to work with Warner Brothers to create opportunities for black storytelling. Finally, our prayers, good wishes go out to rock and roll legend and club owner, Mr. Personality, Lloyd Price. Lloyd Price is 87 years old. He just underwent a diabetes-related operation, and we pray for his recovery. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.